To Pastor Dr. Gladys, my Dayton Memorial Baptist Church family and friends, Dayton Presbyterian women, Miss Peggy, who contacted me, Service Coordinator Miss Melina Hanna, my special friends who's traveled here with me today, soloist Miss Ebony Barrett, young lady growing up sitting on my lap singing, Tippecanoe New County Councilman Mr. John Basham, Sister Rose Hilliard, Sister Vicki Brown. To all of you God's children, I say hello and good morning. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkness valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, thy comfort me. You prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. This is the word of the Lord. My message today is thankfulness. If I could help somebody along the way. If you've heard Ebony, as I travel along the way, I am honored that every time I turn around, it's always amazing when you can help somebody along the way. I bring greetings today with God's grace and mercy. Miss Peggy, who I spoke with as speaker for today, I was heartbroken when I received the call from her brother, Mr. Grimes, on Friday. As he shared about her journey of sickness and now under the doctor's care, know that God has her buckled up in his seatbelt and in his arms. May we continue to keep her and her family in our prayers. Thank you for such an amazing invitation. Presbyterian, Dayton Church. As I am very honored to serve today as your messenger or keynote speaker, however you defined it. My theme today title, if I could but help somebody along the way, Hebrews 6:10 and Psalm 23rd are some of my favorite scriptures. For God is not an unjust. He overlooks your work and the love that you show for his name's sake and serving the saints. As you still do, this is the word of the Lord. I love serving God. Growing up, I often wondered why my parents were so amazing and was faithful in teaching us, the six of us, about serving, about faithful, about doing unto others as God would have them to do unto you. They always talked about helping somebody along the way, not knowing that I was growing up with the same mentor and the same attitude, because you know there's nothing wrong with that. Hebrews and Psalms was always a discussion at the breakfast, at the lunch, and at the dinner time. And sometime if there was a snack around the house, we always had prayer. As we all continue to talk about helping somebody along the way, God was preparing me, the six of us. The preparation on February 10, 1969 was an indication that God does not leave you alone. When the curveball came our way, that curveball was the loss of a mother, the loss of a dear friend, the loss of a loved one, the loss of a trooper, and an amazing woman who would always watch her children to the bus stop every morning. A woman who would always say, "We all must have a little talk with Jesus. He'll make it all right." A woman that would teach us the verses, "If we could help somebody along the way. If I could just cheer something with a word, a song. If I could show somebody that he's traveling wrong. And if I can use these little babies that was just here, we can just erase some of your wrongdoings. If I could do my duty as a Christian, as I ought to. If I could bring salvation to a world once wrought. If I could spread the message as the master taught, then my living will not be in vain. Just as I've learned as I embark onto Tippecanoe County Church Women United, a part of this church, Dayton Presbyterian Church, I found some faithful and amazing troopers. Some of them can be called by their name, Mother Margaret Grimes and Mother Fernand Gard. With their golden ages, they never complained, and it was always and remained subpoena to the cause to always be available to help somebody along the way. There being an advocate for myself, I tried often to keep up with them, but they both, as they carried their little cane, and these was like professional canes. These were like canes that you don't see now, but they walk proud. And in their young 90s and their young 80s, my sisters was at church, at the meeting, way before our other ones got there. But that's how God does. God makes you ready for situations like that. But I don't know about you, but I know I still claim them. They are mine. I am family here today. And an advocate for myself, the ladies on the battlefield. These sisters was always ready. They were always fashioned up. You know the story. They always invited me into this church. So, Pastor Glass, I want you to know I feel right at home today. I feel home because I was always welcome. If I didn't have my church, I'd probably be right over here at this church. But I know that you all serve an amazing God. So just continue, because a mother to me, Mother God and Mother Grimes were parents to me. They were there because I was motherless, being an example of how to serve God. Mother Grimes and Mother God was always faithful to advocate about the love of their church and their people. And every time you talk about serving, if you want to have a little good time, just come on out here to Dayton Presbyterian. The table was spread. The table was laid out most perfect. And the wisdom and the guidance from God drew me nearer and nearer to God. I thought I was already there. But when you have people that don't look like you, that make you feel just as comfortable as those look like you, you can just wave your hand. So if you got a right hand, just wave your hand for me. Because these sisters, they did it. This message will continue to serve as an encouragement to let the believers of Jesus Christ know that as long as they work and suffer for the King, their living will not be in vain. As we continue our journey of helping others, let it remind us that one crucial way to demonstrate your love for God is to take actions here on this earth to help others. Bringing the Lord's love into our community is a powerful act. It may not always be easy, but as people of faith, God calls us upon us to serve others and bring his light to them. Evidence is visible as we relate to the 23rd Psalm. Food pantries and feeding the hunger I do not know about you and your story, but I know my story. I know life has not always been a bed of roses for me. I had some ups and downs. I don't know about you, but some downs. I had some backstabbing. I know about the rough side of that mountain. I had to crawl before I walked. Everyone and every time around me, life has truly been better than mine. I've had some sleepless nights. I've had to stay on my knees and praying. I've had some testimonies. I've had some hills to climb. I can say some glad morning. When this life is over, I just want you to know I'll fly away. I said I'll fly away. So this is why I always love Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. This is why I love my God. And if I could but help somebody along the way, thank God for my little old rough growing up. Thank God for my little old empty bank account. Now I can sing and say, I've had some good days. I've had some bad days. And I said, I won't complain. Why? I said, why? Because my good days has outweighed my bad days. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, my God. The Lord is my shepherd. Psalms 23, 1 through 6, beginning and the end. May the work we do speak for itself. Thankfulness, giving and caring is so very important. I said again before I moved to take my seat, if I could but help somebody along the way. If I could help somebody along the way, know that. May you all be blessed. Thank you so kindly for this wonderful and amazing invitation. I don't know about you, but I know life for me is just okay, because I know God has me wrapped around his hands. He has me in the palm of his hands. So I say to Presbyterian Church, Dayton, Indiana, and Dayton Presbyterian, keep doing what you're doing. Keep loving people. Keep continuing to walk the walk. I just want you to know again, before I take my seat, you all have made me felt so important. You have made me felt right at home. So Sister Gladys, thank you. Thank you for such an amazing opportunity. For this family and this church members, thank you. Continue to keep the history alive. May you all be blessed. God bless.